Leaders of some cities in Washington state say that public records requests take too big of a bite out of their already strained budgets. So a new bill in Olympia aims to fix that. It would give government agencies new grounds to contest public records requests, and they could set a limit on how much time they would spend on it. The sponsor of House Bill 1128 is Democratic Representative Dean Tacco. His district is in southeast Washington and includes Longview. He himself is a former county assessor for Wakayakum and Cowlitz counties. Thanks for speaking to us, Representative Tacco.
Glad to be here.
Representative Tacco, what's wrong with the current public records laws?
Well, you know, it's too easy for someone that just frivolously wants to come in and harass a local government to just come in and request just unlimited number of records with no intent to actually use them, just for harassment. And I had a workshop at both the city and county's annual meetings, and just an open mic, and the number one or number two thing that most people had from the cities and the counties is, we have to do something with these frivolous requests that are just to be punitive against a local government because you don't like something they did.
Why can't the current law deal with what some think are abuses of this law?
It just isn't clear enough that, you know, when someone comes in and makes a request, if you don't respond to that request, they can, you know, get some pretty heavy penalties against the entity that is not giving the records out. So they don't feel that they can turn them down. And there's been some real horror stories. And if you look at the bill and who's prime sponsor, sponsored it behind me as co-sponsors, there's Democrats and Republicans from all over the state. And if you listen to the testimony that we had in the hearing, you can check it out there on TVW archives, there were just horror story after horror story where counties and cities and other agencies of local government have spent literally hundreds of thousands of dollars on trying to do these record requests.
Why can't the officials just turn over the documents? It does cost them money and time, but isn't it their responsibility?
Yes, and that's the problem, is that they have to turn them over, and there's a lot of time involved in finding them and getting them, and then a lot of them you have to take the time to go through, and if there's HIPAA information or
specific... I'm sorry, maybe explain what HIPAA information is.
Your personal medical information that's certainly exempt from disclosure, and if there's that, and there's some other things in the law that are not that the agency can't give out, such as some personal information. You know, they have to go through and redact some of this and spend hours. There was one district that said they spent $300,000. This was a school district that testified they spent $300,000 on one person's record request that was obviously just a frivolous thing because somebody got fired and they didn't like it.
Now, I was reading over the bill. It adds a number of reasons why a government agency could ask a court for an injunction to shut down a public records request. One of them is if the information could harm a person or vital government interest, end quote. So my question is, if a public records request uncovers government incompetence, it could harm the person who's incompetent. It could harm the interest of the government agency because they'd be embarrassed by the revelations. But that seems to be one of the reasons to have the open records law in the first place.
Well, and I don't think that a local government's going to take the chance of going to the court and losing, because there are penalties, and we're working on it. But believe me, this is still a bill in progress, and we're working on some of this language. But, you know, not only can the person go and be penalized, essentially, but the government entity that goes, whether it's a city or a county, if they go and the judge goes, no, you're just trying to hide information, then they're penalized. So, you know, If you listen to the testimony, there were six or seven people that got up there and that testified against the bill and said, you know, I got a record request and I was able to find that, you know, this county commissioner or somebody was, you know, padding their expense accounts or whatever. And they were reasonable requests that I don't think any judge would deny. So would a county or a city go to court and take the chance of having the penalties against them? So I think we're trying to, and like I say, this is still a work in progress, and we're trying to make sure that there's language in there that a city, county, port, whatever the local district is, can't just go to court and say, well, let's use that as a mechanism so we don't have to turn things over, because they're going to pay the price if they're wrong.
I'm speaking with Democratic Representative Dean Tacco, who's a sponsor of a bill that would make some changes to Washington's open records laws. Now, as I read it, it says a government agency could limit the number of hours it would take fulfilling public records requests.
Yeah, and we've definitely got to do some work on that. And that's one thing that we're probably going to do some changes on. But the concern there is that we have some districts that are quite small. In fact, some districts, say a cemetery or some of these very small port districts in these rural areas, don't even have full-time employees. And so, you know, we don't want to get into the point where you've got, you know, one clerk that works, is the only employee in the little port district and works 20 hours a week, and they spend, you know, 15 of the 20 hours doing records requests. So that's the kind of thing we're trying to work around, and we're definitely going to change that language some.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Democratic Representative Dean Tacco. His district is in Southeast Washington, and he's proposing a bill that would change the open records law. Tomorrow, we're going to hear a response to this proposal, a critical response.